adventure, far places. Who doesn't long to travel to see the things we've never seen and do all the things we've never done? Today, the world rolls easily, swiftly on rubber tires. Highways stretch ahead of you. Adventurous men and women are driving across the burning Sahara to India, China, across North America. The world is shrinking. There's high adventure and the majesty of nature just off our smooth highways. Every year they beckon to us all. And today, with the motorist magic carpet, we can answer. Come along for a quick preview of one of the best vacations you can imagine. Perhaps we have only a few days or weeks, but we decide that this year we'll have a real vacation in one of our great national parks. We're going to northwestern Montana, to the finest mountain country in America. Convenient camps make it unnecessary to carry food or camping equipment. Horseback and foot trails penetrate almost all sections of the park. You can go as you please. There's an Indian encampment nearby. We're on the edge of the great Blackfeet Reservation. And it's like turning back the pages of history to watch them sing and dance. The Blackfeet were once the terror of the North, but the tide of civilization has swept over them. With the vivid picture of these American Aborigines in our minds, we go across this attractive bridge. We're on the way to the chalets near the foot of Two Medicine Lake. Majestic forest-covered peaks rise on every side, separated by deep glaciated valleys. The water comes tumbling down from the blue mountain lake above and falls to the stream below. There's good trout fishing here, brook and rainbow, and in the larger lakes, a Mackinaw or Dolly Varden weighing as much as 40 pounds. Here's an oddity. The wind's blowing the water backward, and it makes a beautiful sight against the sky. The sun smiles down on peaceful lakes and towering mountains. Wildlife abounds. There's a ground squirrel. Have you ever seen one? Friendly little fellow. You can walk right up to him. He's shy, but he's hungry too. He's always hungry. The waitresses at Glacier Park Hotel dress in Swedish costumes. They're watching this launch cutting its way through the clear blue water, bringing visitors from one of the trails across the lake. Forests are dense and the ground is carpeted with flowers. Let's take one of these trails. Food and supplies are loaded and we cross this small bridge. We've heard that near Swift Current Falls, there are some nesting water ouzels. There's one, see him? Here's the place to study wildlife. There are so many things to do in any glacier region. You can learn the secrets of nature, or climb a mountain, go swimming, fishing, hiking, or motoring, all with this background of friendly mountains. Suppose you want to go fishing. There's a stream that runs past the Many Glacier Hotel, below the Swift Current Falls, where the water abounds with gamey trout. There are many excellent trails, and as you breathe in the bracing mountain air, you get a new grip on life. These mountains are made up of many layers of limestone and sedimentary rocks. This whole area was once covered by a shallow sea, and the muddy bottom slowly became rocks, known to the geologist as shales or argillites. But all of this happened several hundred million years ago, and we're content to leave the geologic history to the scientists. It's worth remembering, however, that the same natural forces which heaved up and carved out these landscapes have produced most of the mountains of the world. There's a modern hotel and everything looks very comfortable and is very comfortable. But only a little way up the trail, we get our first glimpses of the bighorn rams. We'll see lots of wildlife from the trail. No cages here. Everything is just the way nature intended it to be. We're headed for Grinnell Glacier, but there are dozens of others and hundreds of beautiful mountain lakes. It seems odd to think of snow and ice in the middle of summer, doesn't it? There it is, Grinnell Glacier, but it's still many miles away. As the ice above us melts, the water comes down, sparkling in the sunlight, cold and clear as crystal. There's a Rocky Mountain goat. Dizzy heights and precipitous cliffs mean nothing to him. He'd be unhappy in your backyard, but here, he's safe and free to follow his own fancies. A glacier's no novelty to him. But most of us have never seen one at close range. Few of them are accessible, as these are, by good roads and trails. Careful, don't fall into the crevasse. That crack may be several hundred feet deep. Your guide will tell you where to stand. Well, we may be having a leisurely, easygoing kind of trip, but somebody's working. Just for contrast, we go to the ant. Busy little creatures, aren't they? And there's a beaver washing his food. He's very fussy about keeping it clean and fresh. There he goes, intent about his own business. This is Iceberg Lake. The bergs float around all summer. There's no refrigeration problem here. Here's an interesting bird, the ptarmigan. His spotted summer coat turns white in the winter months so that it blends with his surroundings. But let's push on. How would you like to ride through a wall of rock? There's the entrance. We're going up Ptarmigan Trail on one of the many side trips. On this side, all the water flows to the Pacific. And on the other side of the divide, it all flows to the Mississippi and then to the Gulf of Mexico. We've crossed the Continental Divide, and it's downhill after this. These trails are well marked, and there isn't the slightest danger of getting lost. And yet, we're in a wonderland of rock and snow and thick forest. This park was dedicated as a gesture of the goodwill that has so long blessed our relations with our Canadian neighbors, as an appropriate symbol of permanent peace and friendship. We're on the Canadian side now. The boundary line runs along the top of that mountain. In such grand surroundings, we seem very far away from the frictions and troubles of a busy world. Here, peace and quiet reign supreme. You can drive here on the Going to the Sun Highway. This is one of the finest scenic roads in the world. If you haven't the time for packed trains, you can see the superb alpine scenery from your own car. This road is a triumph of engineering achievement. You can stop and overlook scenes that used to be witnessed only by the birds. The chalet groups are from 10 to 18 miles apart, and they provide excellent accommodations for visitors. You can look out of your car and see glaciers gleaming on the slopes or great mountain peaks. Gem-like lakes are everywhere. And in the summer, the wildflowers offer a color display that is forever a cherished memory of those fortunate enough to see it. For 2 weeks every year, the rare bare grass flower appears, bursts with beauty before it completely disappears again. As you go along these good roads, you'll look up and see landscapes like this. You'll come around a curve and see snowbanks like this in the middle of July. If you're in a great hurry, it's possible to cross the park in 2 days or less. Or you can spend weeks on Glacier Park's 900 miles of highway. The American and Canadian Rockies are all around you. The fringes of their ice caps and the snow is melting, letting the water come rushing down, glittering in the sunshine, to make beautiful rapids and falls. You can tramp over the glaciers themselves, across the snow fields under the bluest sky you've ever seen. You can make up hiking or riding parties and go on short expeditions to the wilder and more inaccessible features. The smell of forests will linger in your nostrils, pine and spruce and hemlock, and the towering red cedars, all within easy reach of our transcontinental highways. And as you drive out, slowly, headed homeward again, you can't help but be impressed with the privilege of our modern day. Good roads to drive on, and the last word in personal transportation, the modern automobile. We'll take you there and bring you back again safely, comfortably, for an unforgettable vacation.